This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. Home Representative Joe Harrison wants the people to decide whether to elect the state education superintendent or let Bessie keep making that appointment. Harrison's constitutional amendment is headed to the House floor, but not without some questions from House Civil Law Chairman Neil Abramson.
By two-thirds vote of the legislature, we could return it to an elected position.
Absolutely.
By bill. So do we still need the constitutional
amendment? Absolutely.
In 1988, the legislature changed the position from an elected to an appointed one with a two-thirds vote. Harrison notes a change done that way has to get past the governor.
It can be vetoed, but the constitutional amendment cannot.
In the spring of 2011, Governor Bobby Jindal wanted John White for state superintendent, but the previous members of Bessie would not accept him. That fall, Jindal poured millions into the campaign coffers of certain Bessie candidates to ensure a board that would appoint White. Harrison says the people no longer trust Bessie to even follow their own rules for picking a superintendent.
Bessie exempted the qualifications in the last opening that was there.
Harrison says the people of Louisiana want the chance to make a change.
We've had about 10 polls that have come out in the 80-plus percentile of the people asking to be able to have the right to vote for the next superintendent.
To make it to the voters this fall, this constitutional amendment still has to earn a two-thirds vote by the House and the Senate. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.